Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way. A way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6. And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat, and the calf and young lion and the fatling together, and a little boy will lead them.
One of the slogans from the 1960s was, "Make peace, not war." A slogan from the hippies of the 60s that seems to be as relevant today as it was then. I thought about this slogan when I was asked to teach a class at Woodbury University on conflict. As I researched the topic and prepared my lectures, I noted a common theme throughout all the scholarship on the subject. Human history shows that we are a naturally conflictive species which must learn to be peaceful. The hippies were right after all. We must make peace because it doesn't come naturally. For the biblical story, this is nothing new. We see the conflictive nature of humanity in the very beginning with the disobedience of Adam and Eve, and in the violence between their sons, Cain and Abel. The sin of Adam and Eve, which naturally passes on to every generation since, clings stubbornly to our modern world. In the light of our natural inclination to conflict, the words of Isaiah are startling. How can it be that a wolf will be at peace with a lamb, a leopard with a young goat? Their relationships are not naturally peaceful, so something would have to intentionally make peace between them. The answer is the little boy who leads them. That boy is Jesus, the Prince of Peace, a baby lying in a manger sent of God into the world to make peace. A peace not as the world gives peace by simply teaching it, but through a transforming and sacrificial love that changes our very nature and makes a wolf dwell with a lamb.
We glorify your sovereignty, Lord. In the precarious and dangerous world in which we live, the believer holds fast to the promise of Jesus' return. We yearn for a time of peace and justice according to your righteousness. We are uneasy as we listen to the news and see the images of a nation that cannot seem to find its footing, morally or ethically. We stood in patriotic unity as a nation after the tragedy of 9/11, but today, the stories of violence against police, racial division, public disrespect for our nation's laws and symbols consumes the headlines and leaves us shaken. You know us, Lord. We have become a nation that worships man and the things of man. We have rebelled against you. We have exchanged the truth of God for the lies of man. And now things that are evil have become acceptable and even encouraged. We pray once more to be under your divine protection.
Schulte Consulting Services, Educational Growth and Business Development.